different kinds of 10 o'clock. It is 10 o'clock, and those with jobs tomorrow are going to bed in lilac, marigold, shamrock pajamas, hoping dreams will not bring periwinkles, baboons wearing lacy socks and beaded belts, or those terrible tigers who fight in red weather. A salty old vagabond, homeless and drunk, asleep in his stiff boots, snores, smacks his lips to taste the movie playing on the screen of his shut lids. A dream of white nightgowns descending spiral stairs to kiss him goodnight. In Connecticut, a poet, crouched over his business necktie, blotter, desk, dips his pen deeper, ever deeper, into the bottomless pit of precious obscurity to feed a hunger for another definition of what disillusionment is like.